What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
59 degrees right now and a generally clear sky out the door. Pretty comfortable. It should be relatively nice as well for whatever you have cooking tonight, whether it's the music on the North Bank, the Jack's River Jams concert series, or maybe you're going to be at the Duval draft party at Everbank Stadium. Anticipation, excitement for the NFL draft is here tonight. The Jaguars are looking to pick another winner, put him on the field this upcoming season. Action News Jack's Logan McDonald live team coverage from Everbank Stadium. Right now, they're holding the 17th overall pick, Logan. We'll see if that changes, huh?
Yeah, there are some rumblings that they really like Malik Nabers, the dude from LSU, one of the top players in the draft. He's expected to go top six, so it could get spicy here on draft night. I wouldn't put too much stock into it because, of course, you know, everyone's got a rumor when it comes to the NFL draft. Everyone and their grandma's got an NFL draft rumor, but there are some exciting options. One thing to note is that Trent Baalke, the GM, of course, of the Jags, did say that they're looking to get someone from a winning program. So some guys who would fit the mold and needs. Terrion Arnold, the cornerback out of Alabama, or Quillade McKinstry. That's a fun name. Having him on the roster would be a fun addition, too, as well as Brian Thomas Jr., the wide receiver, a shiny new toy for Trevor Lawrence out of LSU. So they're looking to get some guys from winning programs. There certainly will be a lot available at number 17, and after the disappointment into the season, I think Jags fans need something exciting to look forward to the future with.
And a reminder for those who aren't into this and all the mock drafts, it's just the first round tonight, but come tomorrow night, the second round, a little bit more action for the Jags.
That's right. Tonight is just the first round, which of course is, you know, the prize jewel of the NFL draft because that's when those blue chip prospects really are. But tonight, the second and third rounds, and you can certainly find some gems in those later rounds. It's happened time and time again. So tomorrow night, the Jags will hold pick 48 and 96. So they're going to have a lot of chances to hit on some exciting new additions for the future. And really, this is just a chance for the Jags to push forward to the future with these shiny new young players. You know, everyone remembers when Trevor Lawrence was a rookie, when Travis Etienne was a rookie, when we had these exciting players that we just couldn't wait to see how they do on the roster. And kind of makes you forget of the woes of last season or the past and just look forward with optimism. So that's what tonight is all about, and hopefully the boys get it right here on draft night.
We'll find out a little bit later tonight at 7 o'clock, a pre-draft special hosted by Brent Martineau and the team at Action Sports Jacks. That gets going at 7 o'clock on Fox 30 Action News Jacks. 6:43 now, Logan, thanks.